While most working Americans will feel the payroll tax pinch, the fiscal cliff deal also included an important tax credit. It's for the U.S. wind energy industry, which is facing tens of thousands of layoffs. NPR's Sabri Benishore has that story.
The trouble with wind, as any sailor can attest, is that it can stop blowing. But people in the wind industry say they're dependent on something even more unpredictable than wind, Congress.
So we were definitely on pins and needles.
That's Mark Goodwin, president of Apex, a wind developer based in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's talking about the fiscal cliff negotiations, specifically whether something called the Wind Energy Production Tax Credit would get extended. It's a subsidy for wind power that keeps it competitive with electricity produced from fossil fuels.
Without the PTC, the cost of the wind energy, you know, for, you know, a specific project is going to be about a third higher.
Congress ended up at the last minute renewing the tax credit for a year, but the industry had no idea which way it would go, so they had to prepare for the worst. Nobody wanted to gamble on starting a project that wouldn't be competitive. So after rushing to complete as many projects as possible before the tax credit expired, developers, including Apex, just stopped planning for the future. Some companies had to lay off workers. Some manufacturers went bankrupt. Apex stopped hiring and tried to hold on to the workers it had.
Apex has 60 people, so we really had to push the I believe button to keep them on payroll that the policy would come back.
So what this means is, yes, there's a tax credit, but there won't be many new wind farms coming online in 2013. That's the downside.
It's still temporary damage.
Scott Clavena is CEO of Green Tech Media, a renewable energy media and research firm. He says lawmakers changed the language in this year's tax credit so that the wind industry could quickly recover from the crash. What's different now is that firms don't have to finish wind farms in 2013 to get the credit. They just have to start them. So as a result,
but 2014 and 15, I think, look a lot better now.
Firms can start planning again. And it takes about a year and a half to build a wind farm. So a lot of wind farms might come online in 2014. But alongside all this up and down is a debate in Congress over whether the wind industry deserves to have a tax credit that's propped it up for two decades. And the industry, says energy analyst Clavena, sees that writing on the wall.
Even the wind industry is saying we need these subsidies, but it's okay to phase them out over 6 to 10 years. It is subsidy dependent, though it's getting very close to not being.
Advances in technology have brought the price of wind down 25% since 2008, and firms say that if that continues, the industry will be able to free itself from the boom and bust cycle of tax credit dependence. In the short term, though, the credit still expires again at the end of 2013. So new wind farms started in 2013 are safe, but this time next year, new construction may be on hold all over again. Sabri Benishore, NPR News.